More than 10 million people have come to Rome to celebrate the Jubilee Year of Hope since its opening last year on Christmas Eve. But among the groups of international pilgrims, few have been exclusively invited to sing in some of the Eternal City's most beautiful churches. This Catholic Anglican choir from England is a rare exception. Thanks to their two pastors, this choir's ecumenical jubilee journey is one they'll never forget.
And it's a very special choir pilgrimage because it's the first time as Farm Street Church, the Church of the Immaculate Conception, the Jesuit Church in London, that we've had a choir tour in Rome. And it's special also because this is a joint venture with our Anglican brothers and sisters at the local Anglican church at the other side of the gardens, the Grosvenor Chapel.
Their four-day Roman tour, which began on June the 30th, included singing at the Church of the Gesù, All Saints Anglican Church, and the Church of St. Ignatius. Proud of the great musical traditions in both his and Father Dominic's parishes, Father Stephen of Grosvenor Chapel told Vaticano sacred music remains relevant for the modern-day Christian.
City-centered living in the 21st century, there's no question, it's deeply hectic. People are rushing around. We see it very much in the centre of London, as I'm sure you do here in Rome and in many European city centres. And certainly I hear from young people, older people, the ability to come into church and hear good choral music. Just as Dominic said, lets people enter into the transcendent, gives them space to think, gives them space to reflect, gives them space to pray. And that's seen to be so valuable spiritually in people's lives.
For Robert Guthrie, who has sung in church choirs for most of his life, sacred music, together with sacred art, is a powerful combination that helps reveal humanity's desire for a connection with the divine.
It's wonderful to sing this gorgeous music in these gorgeous spaces, and they give us so much. I think they feed the soul and they express everything that is really at the heart of the human condition. Well, Rome is quite simply one of the best cities in the world with these beautiful churches, and we're really grateful to be here as an Anglican delegation here in a really important city for the Roman Catholic faith, so an excellent ecumenical symbol.
With unity at the heart of their tour, the group crossed the Holy Door of St. Paul Outside the Walls together and also had the privilege of meeting with the Vatican's Dicastery for promoting Christian unity.
Obviously, Rome, a very special place for Roman Catholics, but Rome is a special place for Christian unity, I think, as well. You know, we're here at the time of the celebration of the Feast of Saints Peter and Paul, and this evening, the concert on the Feast of the First Martyrs of the Church of Rome. These are feasts of unity. They're feasts for the whole church, and so they're feasts of Christian unity. And it's great to be here in the Gesù as well, the mother church of the Jesuits, at this time when, just a few days ago on the Feast of the Sacred Heart, the first painting which depicted the apparitions 350 years ago now,